Hey, it is Friday night. We are so glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want you to connect with us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. Of course, you can go in and listen to us anywhere at yahoosportsradio.com. I think what's really nice right now for the Oklahoma City Thunder, of course, tonight they're on the road in Philly. That game is actually already underway. But the layout of their schedule, they got the 76ers tonight, and then what, Detroit, and then the Milwaukee Bucks.
It's interesting. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They have a schedule where they have to get out after it and win some of these games. And you have to win the games that you have to win, and quite frankly, you got to win them all. And I'm not saying they're going to win 100%, but there's not a big margin of error. So you have to be able to beat the Sixers tonight. You have to be able to start winning some of those close games. And I really believe that they will, and they're going to be a witch to have to play if they're the eighth seed. Nobody's going to want to play the Thunder, I'm telling you.
So what is your confidence level right now when you're projecting how the Thunder will finish? Have you had to modify, Nancy, your position and your belief?
Well, modify only because you have to look at the schedule. You know, I think to get into the playoffs in the West, you're going to have to be a minimum of a 50-win team in that eighth spot. The West is just ridiculously talented.
Mm-hmm.
And then teams like Sacramento and the Pelicans and the Phoenix Suns have emerged quicker than I think a lot of people thought. So they're in that hunt for that, you know, eighth, seventh, sixth spot. And then you have the incumbents who have been the Thunder. So now the Thunder are playing, you know, my goodness, I mean, you know, you're playing against 12 or 13 teams for eight spots. Can they do it? Yes. Is it going to be exciting? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But with Russell and Ibaka and KD, you're going to have closers at the end of the game, and everybody's going to be better for it.
Okay, the Oklahoma City Thunder right now with this 5-13 record. What is your timetable, Nancy, on how long it will take to right the ship?
It has to start tonight against the Sixers.
Okay.
You hate to say there's must wins. It's a must win. You don't want to be the team that looks at the schedule and goes, oh my gosh, I cannot believe we lost to the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they just broke their 17-game losing streak against the Wolves. So they're going to have a little bit more swag and confidence. I know it sounds crazy, you know, 1-17, but that's a big moment for them. And they're a really good team, and they work hard. So I suspect that they're going to come, you know, their guns a-blazing and play hard against the Thunder.
Basketball Hall of Famer, the analyst with the Oklahoma City Thunder, always a pleasure. Nancy Lieberman is joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And when you look at the schedule, 65 games left in the regular season. The Thunder currently stand at 5-13. We've talked about it many times. You got KD Russell back in the mix. What was your impression of KD when he returned on Tuesday night against New Orleans?
Well, two things. I thought that both KD and Russell compliments to the training staff. And the conditioner, you know, Dwight and all those guys who put their players through the paces, they were in unbelievable shape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, KD played, I think, 30, 31 minutes. He didn't really look like he was tired. Russell was just, you know, absolutely ridiculously amazing. When he had, you know, what did he have, 32 points and 8 assists and 7 rebounds, something like that. Something that nobody's ever done in the history of the NBA in 24 minutes. So they work really hard. KD looks fantastic. You could see he's gotten in the weight room in the off season. He's bigger than he's ever been, bigger, stronger. So it's interesting to see that dynamic, but it has to happen right now.
KD, of course, had 27 points in 30 minutes. How many minutes per game do you think that he should have? And what are, Nancy, as an analyst, I mean, what are the things that you'll be continuing to watch for in KD's return?
Oh, you know, I don't think I really have a say in how many minutes he should be. You know, that's a coaching staff thing. Only they know how his foot feels and what he's communicating to them. But, you know, I was surprised he got 30 minutes, but Coach Brooks said that's what the doctors, you know, they go into this systematically, and that's their job to understand what he can do and he can't do. And it was beautifully laid out. You know, I think that I'd like to see Katie add the post-up game to his repertoire this year and continue to work on lowering himself when he handles the basketball, especially at the top of the key, because sometimes, you know, he has that high dribble, and if he stays up, the ball takes time to get to him, and sometimes he gets picked, and it's a layup. And so I think he really has to work on pounding the dribble a little bit more from the top or getting lower and protecting it.
Okay, Nancy Lieberman with us. Just a few more minutes at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We highlight and talk about KD Russell Westbrook, just how he responded when his first game back was just absolutely something special in his return against the Knicks.
I'm such a Russell Westbrook fan, homer, even as an objective coach or television person. I've said this over the last two or three years. There's nobody in the history of the NBA who has had Russell Westbrook's skill set. He's strong. He's forceful. He comes at you. He's got the most beautiful pull-up jump shot. He can shoot it from three, and he's got a mid-range game, which is a lost art in the NBA. It's absolutely breathtaking. You know, he can post you up. He uses the backboard. That sounds like Tim Duncan old-school stuff. He starts his own engine. You don't have to beg Russell to play hard. He just plays hard, and I believe that the team takes on his personality, whether KD's on the court or not. You know, when Russell is, you know, being the Ferrari, everybody else follows.
Well, he's got that edge, that nasty, that moxie. You got to love that. He is so much fun, such a dynamic player, and so fun to watch. I tell you, you know, the NBA, it's loaded with so many, Nancy, exceptional players. I just want to get your thoughts on the up-and-comers. Anthony Davis, I mean, what is your impressions of him and just his contributions to the league? Because he has been sensational.
I believe Anthony Davis right now is the front-runner for the MVP with Steph Curry. I mean, The league is in amazing hands. I mean, you know, we're starting to say that, you know, LeBron James is old at 29. and we're already grandfathering Dwayne Wade out at some point. And he's still, you know, fantastic, even though he's overcome injuries. But, you know, the Currys, the Klay Thompsons, the Reggie Jacksons. You got to remember, KD, my gosh, KD is, what, 26? Russell is 25? They're still babies, but they're veterans. It's unbelievable, the incredible talent in this league. And how about that really young guy who's playing with the Lakers right now, that young guy named Kobe Bryant, who's leading for every naysayer out there, by the way. I hope you're eating crow.
We'll talk to you again real soon. Thank you so much, Nancy.
Thank you.
Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.